The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning, everyone, and welcome to our sitting, and thank you for welcoming back, and nice to be back with you all after being gone for 2 weeks. And so for the meditation today, I want to evoke for you one of the experiences that ideally you would be inspired to enter into, to really be interested in and dedicated to as you meditate. And that is that experience which can be experienced here and now. That which can be seen and felt and heard here and now. That which can be known only in the present moment. That the past doesn't exist anymore except in the thoughts about the past, and those thoughts are in the present moment. And so to know and recognize, oh, this is present moment thinking about the past. The future doesn't exist except as a prediction. There's certain thoughts and ideas. But those thoughts exist and can be seen and known and felt, perhaps even if there's tension associated with them or emotions. They can be known and seen and felt here and now in the present moment. To really enter into the world of our inner life, that it's only here in the present moment. To enter the world of our emotions. Emotions in and of themselves only exist now. And to stay here, to be inspired, to value, to be interested in what can be visible here and now. This is where the Dharma opens up. This is where practice opens up. And it's hard to do because of the tremendous pull into past and future, fantasy, thinking about things. These are important things that human beings do. We don't want to dismiss them. But there's something very radically different that happens if we are clearly grounded, in touch with how those things are happening in the present moment. That we're not blinded by thoughts about the past, to not see that, oh, these are happening now. In a sense, anything that you experience, anything that is occurring for you occurs in the present. And this is where mindfulness finds its grounding, finds its center, finds its opening for us to meditate. So to assume a posture that hopefully gives you an embodied experience of being grounded, centered, here and now. If the posture is too casual, if the posture is just too much, you know, slumping against the back of the couch, it might be more difficult to feel an embodied involvement with the present moment. To have your body support you and encourage you into here and now. And to gently lower your gaze and gently close your eyes. And one of the reasons we focus on breathing in meditation is that it's a rhythmic experience that is continuously in the present moment, here and now, and to ride the rhythms of breathing. To begin by taking a few long, slow, deep breaths, relaxing on the exhale, becoming centered or grounded in that relaxation by settling into your place here and now. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And a bit more on the exhale. Relax throughout your body. And as you exhale, relax the thinking mind. The more there is pressure in the mind, agitation in the mind, anxiety or desires in the mind, the easier it is to slip away from the present moment. Be concerned about other things at other times and other places. But to relax the thinking mind, soften, to gentle the thinking mind. And then to settle into your breathing again. The breathing being part of your lived experience. To call it a lived experience is another way of saying that which is happening for you here and now. Right here and now. The only place you can experience your vitality, your whatever way it is for you to experience being alive. And it's here, in your direct experience, where we will discover what the Buddha was pointing at, the Dharma. You don't need to look for it. But to remember how valuable and important it is. Probably the most important thing at this moment is to be here with your present moment experience, not pulled and lost in the world of thinking, but pulled into the world of direct experience, breathing. Perhaps after these minutes of sitting, you are changed a bit, maybe calmer, more settled, or maybe more sensitive in being, so you can better settle into your direct immediate experience. Independent of the future and the past, and then as we come to the end of the sitting, our capacity to care for others, to have goodwill, love, kindness, generosity, are all things that exist only as we're doing them, only as they're present for us, within us, to be centered, grounded here in the direct experience, gives us the opportunity to know, connect with whatever degree of goodwill we have for this world, that we have for others, that we have for all the creatures in this world. And here in the present moment, that's so important. It is the location, place, time, from time to time, that we can give expression to this care for the world, and to take whatever benefit we've received from this meditation practice and dedicate it for the welfare and happiness of others. That the benefit you received You don't have to give it away, but you can dedicate it, use it to support others. May all beings benefit from this meditation. May this time that we've meditated together support us in bringing welfare and happiness, peace, safety to others. May this practice of the Dharma be for the welfare, happiness, safety, and freedom of all the people and creatures that we encounter. May all beings be happy.